Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to the IMC conference call to discuss Q2 2023 earnings release. The slide deck is available for download on the company's website. Please note that all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the presentation, and then we will proceed to the Q&A session when further instructions will be provided. Should you need any assistance during the conference, please request help from an operator by pressing star zero. We'd like to inform you that forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that may cause such statements to not materialize or be different from what was anticipated. Such forward-looking statements represent opinions only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future events. Joining us this morning are Mr. Alex Santoro, CEO, and Mr. Rafael Bossolani, CFO and IRO. Now, I'd like to turn it over to Mr. Santoro. Mr. Santoro, please go ahead, sir. Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. I hope you and your families are doing well. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon to discuss Q2 2023 earnings release. Before we discuss the performance for this quarter, I'd like to talk to you about our big dream to be the best food service platform in Brazil and to discuss what we have been doing in order to make that dream come true. To start on slide number two, since we established here 2 years ago, we identified the major pillars in order to allow us to make this come true. We have paved the way with clear strategies, balancing discipline and focus on the day-to-day operations, and also discussing our future. I find it important to go back to the major pillars of this strategy. Everything starts with a clear mission to provide excellent services to our customers so that we can increase our customer database and also increase their visits to our units. Our strongest assets are our brands, which are global, admired, and desired aspirational brands, all of them with a great potential for growth. How can we make that happen? First, team, our people and our culture, which are really the foundation of everything we do. We have a very strong and aligned team. Also, our HR working closely with those who are at the front line. Technology also allows us to be more efficient and also to be available to our customers anytime and different channels. This is the pillar that represents the major pillar, considering the gap that we faced 2 years ago vis-à-vis our competitors. Today, although there is still a gap, we succeeded in decreasing that. Some example, the Pizza Hut proprietary app that can be customized to other brands in the future. That's a very good example. Operational efficiency is also a very important pillar for all brands. Our goal is to improve on efficiency and profitability of our operations. We can increase synergy by implementing the central kitchen, also centralized supply chain, and increasing our efficiency at the stores. We have no doubt about our progress regarding that, but we are not fully happy yet. There is still room for improvement. As for financial discipline, this is another point in which our evolution is evident. Today, we have a longer debt profile and also our operations in Panama. There's still work to be done, such as improving our capital structure by also lengthening and decreasing the cost of debt and becoming more efficient in allocating resources, cost management, and expenses. We still need to improve our operational cost, reduce debt, which will allow us to grow and expand our brands. These are our priorities. This is the positive cycle that we have implemented, and the brand expansion makes them further relevant, and then the cycle starts again. That said, I would say that we have been very consistent, and with discipline, we are achieving that. So now let's move to slide number three. Although the macro scenario is adverse, considering the conditions of customers, we have succeeded in improving our results once again compared to the same period year-over-year, both in revenue and EBITDA. The diversification of our brands and geographies, being present and providing services in more than one segment, fast food, we have casual dining, we have also stores along highways, we have businesses in Brazil and in the US. And that certainly helps our growth path. We are not exposed to a single segment in food services. And that has impact on our continuous growth and consistency of our strategy, which will keep on bearing fruits today and in the future. Let's talk about numbers. Moving to slide number four. Same sales store has increased 1.6%, consolidated global data. And we had the impact of a negative performance in the US by 3%. If we focus on operations in Brazil, our growth was 3.5%. And year-to-date consolidated growth 10%. I'd like to highlight once again Frango Assado, strong growth 12% in the second quarter and 18% in this first half of 2023. We are very happy to see this result of one of the most relevant brands of our group. As for net revenue, 605 million BRL, growth of 3% compared to 2022. And that revenue had a negative impact by gas station businesses that account for 13% of our revenue, so globally. So 13% of our global revenue comes from gas stations. And although we increased the quantity of liters, so there was a decrease in the price of fuel. And that's why we see a decrease in gas station revenue of 20% compared year-over-year. Now, if we exclude that, our net revenue increased 8%, and in Brazil, it was above 14%. Our quarter EBITDA, almost 89 million, with a margin very close to 15%. I'd like to also highlight the fact that we comply with IFRS 16. As we keep controlling our debt, as we see in our EBITDA for the last 12 months. Today, our company has a very good financial position and decrease in debtness, proving that the decisions made were right from the very beginning. I'd like to express my heartfelt thanks to the franchisees and also to the entire IMC team in Brazil, Colombia, and in the US, who are the ones who make our business happen on a day-to-day basis. Now, moving to slide number 5, we see a summary of the total number of stores. We closed this quarter with 557 units, 18 more than the same period in 2022. Here, we are not considering the stores from Panama that we sold at the end of last year. I'd like also to highlight the impressive growth of KFC. There were 70 stores before the pandemic, and today we have more than 170, and it is still growing. So more than 25% growth, which certainly proves it to be the fast growing brand of fast food in Brazil, and the proper mix of company-owned store and franchising stores. Now, I'd like to talk to you about our 4 main systems. So today, the company is comprised of Margaritaville in the US, Pizza Hut, KFC, and Frango Assado. And they all have a revenue of more than 700 million BRLs in a year. And they also represent a very good potential growth. Now, let me talk to you about each brand. Let's start with Pizza Hut. It's a very strong brand with many opportunities to improve on revenue, profitability, and also business formats. We have been increasing the portfolio of products, and we are working on innovation. From the very beginning, we have added the New York style pizza as an option to consumers vis-a-vis the traditional crust. So the thin crust with large slices, and that also increases sales, attracting new customers and also increasing the frequency of how often our customers buy. We have also launched a new flavor and with a pepper ninja, so that customers can have that with the launch of the Ninja Turtles. And this new New York style preferred by the Ninja Turtles. And we are also working with the AMPM chain, where we operate in 9 units, and we expect to increase that number to 15. We are also developing our own digital channels, just as I mentioned before, and that will also improve customers' experience and also potential for improving profitability, considering that that also increases our average ticket. Now let me move to KFC, leader in this segment. Each unit has a revenue of 4 million BRLs, and this year we are focusing on increasing profitability, which affected negatively in the past. Just to give you an example, we went over promotions, particularly for delivery channel, and some of them were not as profitable as we wanted, despite selling. So that had positive impact on our margins, but had impact on sales. And that's why we had a flat sales. We are always reviewing our menu, our products and promotions in order to achieve balance between transactions and profitability. Innovation was very important to attract customers to our stores and to really enchant them with novelties, such as one we had to attract gamers. Yeah. And we are also keeping regularly the spicy sauce that was a success for the Kentucky Diablo Spicy. We are also focusing on digital sales and also focusing on self-service terminals that will also increase the average ticket, increasing access. Now let's move to slide number seven. I'd like to talk about Trangua. Strong growth, and as I mentioned at the very beginning, 12% growth, 18% in this first half. New visual identity. You can see a picture also in the first page of our main store on Carvalho Pinto Highway. So visual identity, and we are also reviewing, going over customers' experience. And also considering the expansion that will start in 2024. I'd like to also mention the strategic role of centralized production for different types of breads and snacks that are now produced at the central kitchen. This quarter was not, didn't, well, we had some stores that had negative result, just as in Las Vegas, and that's why we saw a decrease by 3% in the US and flat this first half. But we know we can improve our performance outside those peak months. We know that in the US we have a seasonal approach by customers, and it's a great challenge to keep the same performance outside the peak months. And we know that the peak months are July and August. On the same page, you can see our restaurant in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I had the opportunity to visit now in July. And just to give you an idea, the day I visit the operation, our sales were $80,000, and we served 2,000 customers that day. And what we know is that we see very good results in our restaurants in New York. And same sales stores on 18%. Now let me talk to you about the digital sales. Slide number eight, we can see total number for digital sales, 114 million just for KFC and Pizza Hut. That account for 36% of our total revenue with a positive impact of our app. As for Frango Assado, we also launched Frango, which is our loyalty program. We have more than 150,000 customers also registered. Going to slide number nine, we can see same store sales and our consolidated number shows a 2% increase year over year. And for the first 6 months of this year, 7% growth. So I have already talked about operations, but I'd like to mention on slide number 10, the recovery of Pizza Hut. Frango Assado had an impressive performance. And for Pizza Hut, we saw 4% growth for year over year comparing the quarter and 8% comparing the first 6 months. As for KFC, also 6%, 9% increase in the first 6 months and a flat increase comparing just the second quarter. And we focused on operations for KFC, but we have a strong plan for the third quarter, targeting increase in our organic revenue. And then slide number 11, we see our net net revenue growth, 3%, and in Brazil, 14%. As for EBITDA, slide number 12, 89 million this quarter, 21% increase year over year, and 130 million to date, 40% increase. And we see an 11% increase, and year over and to date, 38%. If we go over EBITDA by region on slide 13, and I'd like to then turn it over to Rafael. As usual, Brazil represents challenge regarding improving our operational efficiency. We are focusing on our operations. We want to increase the productivity of stores to decrease operational losses and implementation of an operational loss control in order to leverage the performance of stores. We start to see now the fruits of such actions when we go over EBITDA per region. And we can see that Brazil presented a substantial growth in its EBITDA, an increase by 3%. In the US, $15 million, and also Colombia with $6 million. With that, I close my first part of this presentation. Now I'd like to turn it over to our CFO, Mr. Rafael Bolzolani. Please, Rafael, the floor is yours. Thank you very much. Thank you, Santoro. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us to discuss Q2 2023 results. So let's continue. And I'd like to share some important results regarding our financial results. And let's start with slide 14. As mentioned by Santoro, we have an alignment in the company also. Keep on our transformation, and we can see that reflected in the results achieved over the last 2 years, reflecting the evolution of the company vis-a-vis our strategies and also financial strategies. As for financial discipline, this is key for the success and sustainability of our companies, and it keeps on improving substantially. And today, IMC has improved a great deal compared to 2021. So let's talk about the operational cash flow in the second quarter, 40.4 million compared to 68 in 2022 for the same quarter. So this negative result compared to some other assets and liabilities that suffered the impact regarding non-cash elements by recognizing also some funds that will be offset in the future. That means that they will be converted in cash in the future. So for this to date, we can see a 23% increase compared to the first 6 months of 2022. This was possible thanks to the improvement in our efficiency in every single business unit, but also because of our cash management and also working capital. On the right hand side, considering our growth strategy while keeping the same expansion pace and also managing our EBITDA, we keep on identifying opportunities in new markets, new regions. And I'd like to remind you that with regard to investment in new stores is directly related to our operational and financial performance. We keep on being disciplined in expanding our equity, and that is now being performed as planned. And also we have the timeline for opening new stores this year. So for the first half, we invested 67 million, and 45 of that were for store expansion and the rest for other strategic actions, particularly related to technology. As for slide 15, I'd like also to stress our focus in optimizing the use of our working capital. We reduced our debt by 121 million, and now our net debt is 330 million. So our financial leverage measured by net debt EBITDA is 2.7 times less than the same period in 2022, and way below what is required by the covenants, which was 3. These results reflect not only very strong discipline on how we use our capital, but also a proper maintenance of liquidity for our business. We already mentioned this in the previous call, but it's important to say that in April, we issued the debentures, 200 million, in order to pay part of the debt, anticipate in advance. And the spread was 150 bps, and we then lengthened the medium time in 25 months. It's also important to say that our financial position is very robust and to support our business plan, just as mentioned a couple of times. So we will keep on working in lengthening the debt payment, and we are also working in order to decrease the cost of debt. And we have not seen that reflected in our results yet. And just to close, before I turn it over to Santoro again, I'd like just to say that we will keep on focusing on our cash generation, which is one of our priorities, together with the increase of our operational profitability, ensuring an efficient cost management and also leveraging our growth and our results. I find also important to reinforce that we firmly believe in the measures we have taken, always also bearing in mind the scope of the challenges that we face. So I am sure we are on the right path. I'd like to turn it over to Santoro again. Thank you, Rafael. And just to close, it was very clear that we evolved, we achieved better results regarding profitability, and there are many opportunities and challenges lying ahead. And the transactions being profitable and consistent delivery of improved experience to our customers are key within our strategy. There are many opportunities for growth, and we will always examine and work on this plan according to our financial availability and being efficient. So we want to balance what we have ahead of us in the short term that are necessary to keep on in feeding our future. We will keep on investing in technology on our brands and also working on cash and managing cash with discipline. We are very happy with the results achieved, and we firmly believe in the path we have chosen. Consistent strategy, the strong brands that we have, the quality of our staff, our franchisees will certainly allow us to achieve our big dream, so to be the best food service platform in Brazil. With that, I close this presentation, and I'd like to turn it over to the operator so that we can open for questions and answers. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We will now open for questions for analysts and investors. If you want to ask a question, please press star one. If your question has been answered, you can press star two to leave the queue. So once again, if you have a question, please press star one. We received a question from Marco. Marco, thank you very much for your question. He asks about EBITDA revenue and so his question is about financial leverage, and the second part is related to profitability. So last year, we made a decision of concentrating our CapEx in the last quarter. This was the decision we made, but this year we have already started investing in the second quarter. We have also renovated many KFC stores, and we are doing the same with our Frango Assado stores. That's why if you compare the first half compared to last year, you will see that that's different. So, but we are really managing that. We will keep on expanding, on renovating the stores, but there will not be some huge variations. With regards to the main profitability of new stores, I'd say that in general, it's aligned to our plan. We know that depending on the store, depending on the type and brand of store, we have a maturation curve, but we are happy with the new brands that were opened in 2022. We see a very positive result and aligned to our business plan, and they keep on growing. Thank you very much for your question, Marco. Once again, just as a reminder, if you want to ask a question, please press star one. If there are no further questions, I'd like to turn it over to Mr. Santoro again for his final remarks. I'm sorry. We received one more question about new stores. So if that will increase that. No, we are not going to increase the debt of our company. What we want to do is similar to what we did at the beginning of this year. So we will consider that only if it's less expensive in order to replace some debt. And that comes from operation for generating operational cash. And this is what actually will allow us to keep on growing. So it will not be from new debts. I think that with that, I don't see no other questions. So once again, I'd like to thank you for joining us this afternoon. And you will see that in the last slide of our presentation, we have the QR code of our Pizza Hut app. I invite you all to download this app and to order a pizza so that you can have a very good beginning of your weekend. So I wish you all a very good day and a great weekend. Thank you. With that, we close the IMC Q2 earnings release call. We wish you all a great day. Thank you very much for joining us.